Blog Talk Radio.
Because the Cherokees was not always there. So,
you know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place. I don't know nothing. Talk about my home. Just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan, yeah. I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee, yeah. I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Alito, greetings. This is L. Rod Smith Space. You are tuned in live to another show on our Talk Ons of America Network. This episode is titled Photovoltaics and Safety. Okay? Because that is the certification that I will receive after my completion of this course, okay? For those of you who do not know what photovoltaics are, I'm going to give you the breakdown, the etymology, the origin, the true meaning of the word, as always, on this show, because we understand and understand the importance of language. In a role, the very crucial role that language plays, okay, in any culture and society, in order to function, you must know the language, okay, to the lingo. Here we go. First of all, photovoltaics, or PV for short, okay? Solar PV. Well, let me give you a breakdown of photovoltaic, which is essentially two words, photo and voltaic, okay? Photo or phos means light from Greek, okay? And volt is any electromotive force, okay? So, essentially, you're using light or collecting light. So that's what it is on a basic level. And again, it's basically photovoltaics, or PV, is a term which basically covers the conversion of light into electricity. Okay? That's all photovoltaics is. Not rocket science. Taking the sunlight and converting it. And why is it becoming so popular? All right. Why is it the third most important or rising energy source after hydro and wind? Okay. Why has its global capacity shot up? Because the sun cannot be turned off, okay? The sun shines every day, all right? All right, so we just covered the etymology and the linguistics of photovoltaics. But now we have a clear understanding. And if you don't, feel free to call in and ask some questions in case you don't have a complete understanding. Okay? Why is it important? All right, it seems that everybody understands and understands what is photovoltaic on a basic level. Let's go a little deeper. Like I said, photovoltaics of PV is a method for generating electric power by the use of solar cells, burning the energy of the sun into a flow of electrons, which is called current. Okay? And it's what is so great about solar cells or photovoltaics is it is what is known as clean energy. Okay? Clean energy. It's uncontaminated. And like I said, I took this course, this class, because I wanted to get a better understanding of how solar energy really works in a proper way to actually make it work, to see the importance. And I can see there's many routes and roads to take in renewable and sustainable energy. There's more than just what you think. You paying a gas bill every day or a light bill, this utility bill that they're charging you for electricity that they're getting for free and they're charging you for. Okay? It's more than that. All right, it's more than this natural forming gas within the earth that they're finding pockets in, claiming it as their own property and charging you for it. It's bigger than that. There's other sources of energy and renewable energy, clean energy that can be utilized, okay, for a low cost. And I understand the importance of getting back to our original ways and our indigenous ways and ways of life. Okay? Solar PV or photovoltaics is not new. This is not a new science, regardless of what mainstream and conventional science would tell you. This is ancient practices that were either stolen or uncovered by accident by other people that studied our culture. These pyramids, these mounds, okay, these are essentially photovoltaic in action. That's why you see a lot of obsidian and various other precious silica-based materials that are used and found within these mounds and pyramids, because they were actually, in a system, harnessing the energy, right, taking that direct current from the sun and harnessing that energy to fuel and to create a power source for their own use. For the use of the people. Okay? Now, I just want to speak about a little bit about, I said, what I learned in the class. You know, this is a real intense, very intense class. As they're learning, you're packing a lot of information within 5-6 days, you know, get the certification for this course. And, yeah, basically we covered the basic, which is design. How do you design? That's the first step for solar PV installation, is the design. You must have a vision, okay? You must have the correct tools, right? You must know the correct procedure, the correct maintenance, okay, of what to do and where to do it, how to do it, when to do it, okay? Like I said, we went into, you know, some of the sciences and the mathematics. Everything always goes back to mathematics, which is energy. Numbers are simply different forms of energy during a certain time. Okay? Everything is based off of energy. You have watts, right? You have hertz, right? You have all these different types of frequencies, essentially. Different types of vibrations. Okay, and that covers the whole spectrum from, you know what I'm saying, sight to sound, right? Vibration is everything, and it's found in everything. Keep that in mind, you know, because it'll help you to better digest this information. Because you can kind of see it's actually applicable, and it's actually something that's not foreign, okay? It's something that your body does on its own, you know, as far as photovoltaic and solar panels and solar cells. They'll work. The sun shines. As soon as it makes contact with the solar cell, what happens? A chemical reaction. And that sunlight is caught. And the energy from that sunlight is what is caught and what is stored within the solar cell. So that's why it's called a cell. Okay? I hope I kind of made that kind of clear and y'all can follow me when I'm on this project. Now, that was a direct current from the sun to the solar cell. Okay? That's a direct current. So, DC in, AC out. Alternating current or alternate current is AC. Direct current is DC. Always remember this. DC in, AC out. And an alternate current is very important. Okay? Because that's what most household appliances and businesses, that's the type of current that they run off of. Okay? That is very easy to learn this when you break it down and you familiarize yourself with this information. Okay, I have 14 minutes remaining before I'm going to go ahead and complete the process of how is that solar energy being captured and converted into electrical energy. Okay. I'm going to continue. And then I'm going to take a break and have Q&A. Now, like I said, we're at the solar cell, so stay with me where that energy was just captured. And now that current is held within the solar cell. Now that current is flowing. That direct current is flowing. Now, in order to transform from a DC direct current to an alternate current, what must happen? You need an inverter. There's something called an inverter. And what it does is, it takes that direct current, and as it flows through this inverter, it switches it to alternate current. Okay? So now this energy can now be used by the household appliances and et cetera. Okay? And before I end and get Q&A, I wanted to tell you there are three main types of inverters, okay, within the industry, within the solar PV industry. First of all, there's the traditional string inverter, okay? Number two is the micro inverter, okay? Is the DC converter or optimizer, okay? And we're going to get deeper into what is the difference between all three, okay? And how can they be applied when installing? What inverter will you need? Because each inverter is tailored to a certain environment. Okay. I'm just going to pause here. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in, you know, comment. Feel free to make your comments, you know what I'm saying? Now is the time. If you don't have any callers, so I will continue. And again, I want to get make sure everyone has a simple understanding and understanding of how solar cells work. Okay? How these solar modules work. Well, first, like I said, these modules are composed of solar cells. Okay? You know, the rectangles that you see on the roof. One rectangle has maybe about 30 solar cells on average, 60 solar cells on average in a module, in a solar module, okay? More than one module equals what? A panel. So more than one solar module equals a solar panel or a solar array. Okay, so I'm just trying to get y'all used to the lingo and the language. That way you can stay with me when I get into more complex terms and definitions. Like I said, remember an inverter. Okay, remember the definition for an inverter. I didn't speak about the circuit. That's also going to be added onto a solar panel system, okay? We're going to also talk about, you know what I'm saying, the open circuit voltage. We're going to talk about the short circuit current, okay? So we're going to get into it. And like I said, you're going to have the roof. We're gonna go from the top and see how step by step and what type of materials you need to install this solar system. You have the roof. You're gonna need a standoff, and then you're gonna need a racket. The modules will go on top of the racket. And again, there are certain procedures and protocol that you must be aware of. Okay. This is why it's called solar photovoltaics and safety comes first, right? You must be aware of that your racking where you will place the solar modules on must be at least 3 inches, or the standard height is 3 inches off of the rooftop, Now, where after the solar modules go on, there will be a DC disconnect. Okay? There will be a system inverter. Then an AC disconnect. An electrical panel. A utility meter. And finally, which will connect to the utility grid. Okay? And I know that's kind of a lot to cover within 30 minutes. But we cover far much more because the class is from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. All right. 8 hours in the class, you know what I'm saying? And we're going over lots and lots. We're covering lots of material. Okay, so we're learning the formula. Okay, formulas. Learning how to get certain wattage and learning how to trace the wattage of a certain solar panel. That way you can know, is it going above? Because there, again, rules and regulations, protocol that you must know. Okay, in residential areas, solar panels can be no more than 600 volts. In commercial areas, they can be no more than 1,500 volts. Because, again, you're dealing with energy. This is currency. This is electricity. Okay? It's not a game. If you get zapped, you get shocked, your 500 volts, your heart will stop. Okay? There's no question about it. Now, dealing with currents, like I said, trying to get y'all familiarized with the language. If you get shocked by a direct current, which is a DC current, it's a different getting shocked by an AC current, which is an alternate current. Okay? A direct current, well, let's say AC current. You get hit by AC current, you will feel that shock just as much as you feel it by being shocked by a direct current. But there is a different response or a different effect that these currents will have upon your body, because remember, your body is bioelectromagnetic. Okay? So what will happen is, if you get shocked by an alternating current, current going both ways, your heart will stop. Now, if you get shocked by 100 volts, okay, from a direct current, your heart may not stop. Okay? Things in your body will be heavily affected. Your whole chemical structure within your body will be literally reconstructed from that voltage because it is a direct current. Okay? So it's directly affecting all of your body, because your body has different types of currents flowing within it and different types of metals and alloys. So you may start to taste that metal taste. Your blood has iron in it, okay? So what is the effect of electricity upon iron? But, you know, that's a whole nother story, okay? But stick with me. All right? Dealing with the current. And the safety, why it's so important to understand and understand what exactly you're doing, okay? So it's very serious, okay? So either you want to get your heart stopped or you want to have your whole molecular structure changed, okay? Like choosing Democrat or Republican. You want to get slapped by the right hand and the left hand, which one you want, okay? You want to get shot with the shotgun, or you want to get shot by the AK-47. You gonna die. All right. They both done. Pick your poison, essentially. Now, this is concluding to the end of another show, Cons of America Network. This episode is Solar Photovoltaics in Safety Class, Part 1. Tomorrow I'll be on again at the same time, 10 o'clock Central Time Zone. Right? Shout out to Jerry Rye for putting me on. Okay? Shout out to Cheryl Smith. With that being said, I give thanks to the ancestors for allowing me, the ancestors for allowing me to use this platform and give out the information to my people, to the world. Right? Again, thank all my followers for tuning in and listening to what I have to say. And with that being said, your identity is your most valuable possession. Because without it, you are no one. One is.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.